radio free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us life.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
That's me, yes indeed, live and in living color tonight, right here on rbnlive.com. Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. And tonight we thought we would really have to deal with this seemingly growing situation concerning the anti-religious, anti-Islamic cartooning, if you will, in much of the European press. And it is, of course, reaching some interesting proportions. Whether or not it is as bad as they say, I don't know. If the media are being honest with us, I don't know. I don't believe much of the national media in this country, and, well, so many of the media in Europe, the newspapers at least that we're talking about, are basically owned by many of the same families that own the American media. So it's interesting to see the twists and turns that this situation now is taking. We know that in the Middle East there has been a tremendous uproar of angst, if you will, concerning many of these so-called cartoons, the one in particular we're talking about, which we'll mention a little bit later on. And I think there might be much more to come. And I do smell a stinking skunk behind all of this. My antennae have gone up. And like Christopher Bolin of the American Free Press, I do feel these offensive and anti-Muslim cartoons that have been published in Denmark have been published as part of a greater campaign. And I believe that campaign has political as well as economic and religious overtones. So tonight we have with us two guests, each from his own perspective, to tell us what he thinks about these cartoons and what is really going on, what is really behind them, how big an issue is it, how major a concern should it be to Christians and others in America. One of them has been on this program before, and the other also. Hashem Talawi, who hosts his program on cable access television, I believe, Current Issues, and along with him will be Mark Glenn, who also is no stranger to these microphones. Mark Glenn, I believe, has authored the book Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. And if you haven't read that book, that certainly is every bit as dynamic and exciting a book as the title implies. So when we come back from the break, I will say hello to each of our guests and give them an opportunity to state his own case from his own perspective. One a Muslim perspective and the other a Christian perspective. And then we'll find out exactly what you think as well. So we shall do that, and we will invite callers later in the evening broadcast at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm of crises amidst us. Stay tuned for more. We'll begin in just about 3 minutes.
It's true.
true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
All right, we're back now to begin the program tonight. And as I said, we will be focusing on these cartoons that have been published in the European press, which seems to be working to provoke Muslim reaction, particularly in the volatile hotspots like the Middle East. So let me begin by asking, first of all, someone who has been on the program before. He has his own program, his own television program, Current Events, Hashem Talawi, about it and what he thinks as a Palestinian Muslim. Is that right, Hashem?
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Yes, of course. Tell us what you make of what we're... First of all, why don't you tell us what you know from your own perspective about these so-called editorial cartoons and what is involved in it and what do you think is really going on here?
Well, Rick, one thing that I always say, whenever something happens... And by the way, the show is Current Issues, not Current Event.
I'm sorry.
Current
right. Issues.
Anytime anything happens, I always ask one question, and based on that answer, then I start I go from there. And the first question that needs to be asked is, who is benefiting out of this? Now, once we answer that question, then we might go back and try to prove this question. Rick, before we dig into this, I want to mention one thing, that the same newspaper that had published those cartoons or caricatures that same newspaper had rejected back in 2003 a cartoon about the about Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. And the reason was because those cartoons were offensive, that they might be offensive to some people. So the reason that this newspaper is saying that it's freedom of speech, of course, it's only freedom of speech when it comes to showing something about negative about Islam. But when it was about Jesus, it was offensive. And in the same country, there are laws that are against people who speak the against the Holocaust or even question the Holocaust. You go to jail. So on one hand, they say it's freedom of speech, but on the other hand, they reject the cartoons about Jesus because it was a offensive to some people. And on the one hand, they send people to jail for speaking up their minds. So this thing about freedom of speech, I think we need to lay that to rest because it has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Now, the other thing, Rick, that people need to know, that back in May of 2005, there was a big meeting by the Bilderberg Group. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
You've got to be kidding. We talked about them for years.
Okay.
In fact, I probably talked about them before they even got started, going way back. So, yes, I'm well familiar with the Bilderbergers.
Okay. Now, these people, I mean, some of the names who were in these in that meeting, basically Richard Perl and Wolfowitz, you had the Rockefellers, you have the Rothschilds, you have Henry Kissinger was there, you have Michael Ledeen, William Luty, who's the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. And so basically a lot of these names were there. And amongst those people who was there was the husband of the lady who owns the newspaper that showed the... So now, if these people were there, and one of the things that they were saying, that they have to redraw the political borders in the area around them. Now, the area around them is basically the Middle East. And so... what does this mean? Was this just a freedom of speech, or was this pre-designed by the neocons, by the same people who took us to Iraq? These are the same people who took us to Iraq, are the same people who designed this and put this out. Very brilliant design, knowing what will happen when Muslims, when this news reaches the Muslim world. Now, some of the events that you see there, Rick, it is... it is not. I mean, Muslims, yes, Islam to Muslims is a way of life. It's not like, and of course, Christianity to Christians was and still to some extent a way of life for some people. You know, you go back 100 years ago, it used to be a way of life for almost everybody. Things have changed. People got away from Christianity. People started with this separation of this, a separation of that. They took God out of school. They took God out of... out of their homes, they took God out of everywhere, and they started making fun of God. And making, you know, a few years back, I remember when they when this movie came out showing the Blessed Mary with in compromising positions, and you did not see an uproar from Christians or Catholics that they should have done. Now, to understand what Muslims going through is, you have to understand Islam is a way of life for Muslims, and when you do something like this, to a Muslim, you are going to get this reaction. Don't think they're going to say, oh, yeah, we understand that you are that you have freedom of speech. This blasphemy against the Prophet, peace be upon him, is something that every Muslim takes it upon himself that he must do something to stop it. Now, the violence, I am totally, totally against burning these embassies. I'm totally against these violence. And I bet you, and this is why all this stuff that I'm telling you to say this one thing, all the violence and all these signs that you see, kill this and massacre those and massacre that, I guarantee you that those people were Mossad agents just for the cameras. And
well,
I
we do have some historical precedent for that in various programs that existed even since the 1950s, the Levon Affair for one, in which Israeli agents were dressed as Egyptians, Muslims, and so forth, carrying out acts of terror so that they would be blamed and the Israelis would gain a foothold. So this tactic has been proven to exist and be used in the past. So I guess it is something we should not dismiss today, and I think that you may be onto something there.
Exactly. Now, taking who designed this, who pre-designed this, which is the Zionist neocons who took us to fight a war in Iraq for Israel,
mm-hmm.
where these are the same people who were meeting, and mm-hmm. amongst them was the owner of that newspaper, and therefore it tells me that there was something already pre-designed. Was
mm-hmm.
something already pre-designed to basically do this. But I want to tell everyone something. 99% of Muslims are angry, but they are not violent. And all these violence that you see,
mm-hmm.
this is something that I bet you it has nothing to do with Muslims and Islams. But once somebody starts throwing a mm-hmm. rock or something at a car or breaking
yeah.
glass, then you're going to have little kids who are 14, 15-year-olds
yeah.
who don't know any better, who think, hey, you know, they have anger inside of them. They have emotions boiling under the surface. And when this happens, if somebody starts throwing, they're going to say, oh, you know what, this is what we're supposed to do.
Well, we've seen that in this country. We've seen violent demonstrators. We've seen agents provocateur go in. Communist agents have gone in, for instance, to peaceful and I don't like to say anti-immigrant because that's not what it is, anti-illegal immigration rallies. And stir up trouble and start the first act of violence. Then before you know it, there are many people involved in fighting, and this is used as a broad brush to smear the movement of those who were opposed to illegal immigration, even though they weren't the ones who initiated the violence. So we know how that can work, and you certainly bring a good point to bear. So you're basically saying that it was Zionist agents and that stirred up the initial violence and unrest in these parts of these countries where there is so much sentiment against these cartoons. Is that what your feeling is?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, do you have any specific evidence to back that up? Anything that anyone might have told you or that you've heard from people who have been involved in that area?
There have been some arrests in Syria and Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some arrests. We don't have a lot of details yet. But foreign agents have been arrested in Syria and Lebanon, and these foreign agents were basically, if you've seen the pictures and the videos,
mm-hmm.
Most of them were masked. They wore masks on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else was not afraid of anything, so they were showing their faces. But those
mm-hmm.
agents provocateurs that you mentioned, which is basically Mossad agents going in there and provoking people mm-hmm. to do the violence acts that they are. And there have been arrests in Syria and Lebanon of foreign agents.
Well, we'll have to follow that and see if indeed anything comes of it, some to fruition, that is. All right, now, before we take a break, we might also say hello to our other guest, and that is Mark Glenn. Mark Glenn, you've written the book Beauty in the Beast. Is that right?
Well, partly right.
Yeah.
It's called No Beauty in the Beast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's been a long time since we interviewed you.
And it's been a long night, too. I know that it's later over on that part of the country.
We interviewed you a long time ago when your book first came off the presses. And we also had Hashem. And both of you, by the way, have also, I guess, had a relationship of your own, right?
Yes, we are partners in this revolution together. Hashem and I, we're joined at the hip, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Together we try to bring one voice, both Christian and Muslim, in trying to bring some understanding to this situation, because we both recognize that this war that exists between Christianity and Islam is not a real war. It's an artificial war that has been deliberately perpetrated by the third parties, and we know who they are. And that the Christians and the Muslims have everything in common with each other in terms of common interests, and that we need to take these blinders off that have been put over our eyes and to recognize that we have a common enemy and to pool our forces mm-hmm. together in this struggle.
All right. Well, when we come back, then, Mark, we will get your feelings specifically on this this episode in Europe and in the Middle East, and we'll continue, and then we'll invite callers to call in. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Stay tuned for more. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, and we are back again with our two guests, Hashem Talawi, who does the TV program Current Issues, and also with him is Mark Glenn, who authored the book No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. And, Mark, let me ask you now, since you follow this issue and you are a professing Christian, how do you view this situation, the reportage and the reaction to it on both sides?
Well, one thing that I'd like to preface this by saying is that when we hear that there's no such thing as a war on Islam, but rather a war on terror, as we often hear Bush and his administration saying, we have to read between the lines. It's not a war on terror. It is a war on Islam. When you understand that Zionism is a totalitarian system and that it views anything that stands in its way as terrorism, then you come to understand then why it is that they have put the Muslims at the top of the list of impediments that need to be eradicated. Islam as an institution, as Hashem pointed out rightly, this is a way of life for these people. It is the last institution, philosophically and religiously speaking, on earth that has not yet fallen to the corrupting influences of the Zionist agenda. Mm-hmm. And this is why it has been slated for eradication. The Christian world, as an institution and as a culture, for the most part, it is gone. The last 100 years, and in particular the last 50 years, have been so devastating to Christian culture that you will find pockets of it here and there. But in general, as an institution, it no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, having said that, what we have to understand is that the Zionists intend to knock down every single barrier that exists standing in their way of eventual world domination. And with that in mind, if there is any institution standing, such as Islam, that thwarts that agenda, they will get rid of it. And the one thing that we have to remember is that the linchpin in keeping this war in the Middle East going is this false notion that has been put before the Christian world that the Muslims fit into this particular stereotype, that they are violent, that they want to convert the world by the sword, that they're irrational, that they're backwards, that they're third world. This is the magic potion that has to be used if the Christian world is going to continue on in the business of fighting Israel's enemies. And so when you see these cartoons, and by the way, you know, we also have to keep in mind that their decision not to put this this Christian depiction, I guess you said it was in the spring of 2005 in there. Let's not make the mistake of thinking that in any way they were worried about infuriating the Christians, because they have been doing that for decades. If anything, we have to look at this as a tactical maneuver on their part, as a means of lulling the Christian world into lowering their guard and saying, well, you know, maybe they're not as bad as we thought they were. And so this caricature that they, and also, too, we have to keep in mind, it's not just a caricature of Muhammad, meaning that, you know, they don't allow depictions, whether they be carved, you know, engravings or pictures or whatever. It's how he was depicted. They were taking verses of the Quran out of context, and they were depicting Muhammad as a violent and bloodthirsty individual. Now, I have read the Quran back and forth several times, and I've yet to find any of these passages that we hear quoted by the likes of Daniel Pipes and all of the rest of these who are so intent upon getting this war going. I've yet to find them in the context that we have been told. And so this is the thing that we have to understand, is that this anger on the part of the Muslims over this depiction of Muhammad, it's not just that it's a picture of him, because think about how that appears. It appears that these Muslims are being irrational and backwards and getting so angry over a simple picture. But really what it boils down to is that he is being misrepresented. For the last 4 years, he has been depicted as being a child molester, as violent, bloodthirsty, treacherous. And none of the, if anybody has spent any time reading the history of Islam, they would know that none of this is the truth. And so we have to look at this as another false flag operation on the part of the Zionists. It is being done, and the results of it are obvious. I mean, this story is headline news on the hour, every hour, about the violent uprisings. So everything is going exactly according to plan.
Why do you suppose that in the American press, the major media in this country, which definitely are Jewish, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so forth, why do you suppose they are reluctant to publish these cartoons when they have always taken pot shots at Christians, not only in cartoons, and Christianity, not only in cartoons, but in some of the most vitriolic editorial comments? Why do you suppose they're unwilling to show us exactly what's being shown to European audiences?
Well, obviously, it's England and America who were over there, and you notice, too, that it was England as well. It was Jack Straw and some of the other administration officials over in England who were coming forth, and they were saying, oh, this is a terrible thing. So it was England and America, principally, who were the ones who were saying, supposedly out of principle, that they would not do this. And it's because they are trying to maintain this illusion that this is not a war against Islam, but rather a war against terror. How many times have we heard this come out of the mouths of our president?
Interesting. We'll pick up on that on the other side. We'll take some calls later, too. Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams and my guests will return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we are back with our guests. And, of course, they are Hashem Talawi, who does the TV program Current Issues, and with him Mark Glenn, who also has anchored some of these programs along with Hashem. He's written the book, No Beast in the Beauty, Israel Without Her Mascara. Now, I believe, Hashem, you had alluded earlier to some of the people who are involved in the European media who also have been annual attendees at the Bilderberger conferences in Europe. And I think you might have been referring to one of them, particularly Merit Eldrup, right?
That's it.
Now, she's the managing director of the company that published the...
Well, actually, she's the owner of the company.
Yeah, well, they say she's the managing director, but managing director, she's at the top.
She inherited the business. Before we go, there's a couple of names that I want to mention in that list, but before we go there, let me go back to what some of the things that Mark had talked about.
By all means.
The depiction of the prophet, peace be upon him, by itself is offensive to Muslims regardless. If it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. You know, for the benefit of the audience, Muslims do not, I mean, it's not something that God had said, it's something that the Muslim scholars throughout the years, for 1,400 years, have prevented people from making a drawing or a picture of the prophet or the people who were close to him. The reason is They don't want people to, Muslims, to idealize the prophet or the people around him and start having their pictures in mosques and worshiping these pictures, because Muslims believe that the only entity that people should worship is God himself.
Well, I know that to be a fact, because in 1975 I did own a print, as it were, of the film Mohammed, Messenger of God, and it had American actress and actors in it as well, but never was Mohammed to be shown in the movie, so all you saw was the camera advancing forward, and that representing Mohammed. I had known that then, and a lot of people didn't know that, but also I should tell you, Hashem, that even in Christian denominations, very strict Christian denominations, there is not to be any depiction of Christ himself because of the very same reasons. And I think that's interesting.
Yes. And so, and on top of that, to have him depicted in a blasphemous way, that's what angers people.
Understandable.
Now, people need to understand that Muslims, you know, now they are going to start portraying Muslims as those who want to come and kill you or change to their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Muslims these days, they have no force, none whatsoever, except their religion. They are not politically unified. They are not militarily unified. Most Muslim, the so-called Muslim countries, are basically right now under dictatorships, and these dictators were put on by no one else but the Western powers who ruled the world back in the beginning of the century.
That is very true.
So we don't have a Muslim, so to speak, a Muslim world or a Muslim force that is headed towards the United States or Europe to basically convert people or kill people.
I had a laugh at Condoleezza Rice tonight attacking Syria and those countries in the Middle East, saying they were using this to stir up opposition to prevent takeover of their own rule. And I said, gee, it sounds just like George Bush is doing the same thing. You know, I mean, whenever you point a finger in the mirror, you better point four fingers back at yourself. So there she was making a fool of herself again.
And to answer your questions, why the newspapers in the United States are not printing these?
Right.
Well, there's a good reason. The United States is in the middle of a war that we are claiming not to be against Muslims, not to be against the Islamic religion. So if we do print those blasphemous pictures, then the Muslim world, and like I said, the Muslim world has. And it's a very strong, by the way, what the Muslims have is extremely strong. It's a lot stronger than a nuclear bomb, which is their religion, their belief. And as long as they are holding to that belief, no force on earth is going to destroy them. And what they are trying to do, what the Zionists are trying to do, is to take that away from the people, just like they have done in Western countries, which they got the people away from the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get people away from the religion, then they are weak. Then you can go into their political systems and infiltrate your people in their political systems and control those political systems. Now, going back to the meetings, the annual meetings that we talked about,
the
and
Bilderbergers.
Also, and also, the Bilderbergers. Mm-hmm. And who are these people in there? Well, it happened to be very much of who counts in the world. You have, you know, the chairman of that, who is Joseph Ackerman, Jewish. And you also have, I'm just going to name some of the names who were there in this. You have people who were a European Commission, like Barroso. You have vice chairman of Rothschild Europe, Franco Bernab. Now, Rothschild, everyone knows who Rothschild is. Martin Feldstein, president and CEO of National Bureau of Economics and Research in the United States. You have the president of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. You had the chairman of the Washington Post. You had the president of the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States, Richard Haass. You have the secretary of NATO. You have also, like we said, Henry Kissinger. We also have Michael Ledeen, which we have talked about, and Michael Ledeen was very instrumental in the war on Iraq. William Lutie was very instrumental in the war on Iraq. You have so you have the political money and media people in this meeting. The people who control these three entities, which is the political systems in the Western world, the money in the world, and the media in the world, like the editor-in-chief, Norman Perlstein of Time, Inc., was there. You have David Rockefeller, who's with the J.P. Of course, Rockefeller just him itself gives it away with the J.P. Morgan International. You have the you have Judith Rodin, who's the president of Rockefeller Foundation. So, I mean, if anyone knows who these names were, you will know that this is the one that people were thinking it was a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy anymore because these people are operating in the open. Paul Wolfowitz was in the meeting, too. And amongst those people, you know, Ildrup, the lady who you mentioned, who owns the newspaper. So
and her husband
not,
also is very heavily involved in some state-owned privatized businesses as well.
And, and actually it's her husband who was in that meeting himself.
Yes. So really have a very powerful global elite, once again, at the very apex of this media circus, if I may use that term, in which they deliberately and intentionally, and if I may also say so, with malice aforethought, decided that they were going to provoke this reaction. Surely they could not have been so naive as to think there would not have been a very angry reaction in that part of the world. And surely that's the part of the world which is under their control and domination right now vis-a-vis Iraq, right?
Right. Now, by the way, her husband, Anders Eldrup, he is also the chairman of Denmark's oil and natural gas company.
That's exactly what I was alluding to.
Yeah, so he is not he's not a small pawn either.
No. He doesn't dig ditches for a living. We can agree on that, right?
Right, exactly. Now the queen's the queen of Denmark, her biography is coming out in 2 weeks. And her biography, in that biography, she did state that Islam is something that we need to take very seriously, and we should not tolerate. Now, when you think about, okay, now also in that meeting was the Queen of Spain, and you think, okay, now were these people there voluntarily into this meeting, or were they dragged into this meeting of under the conditions of either or?
Which do you think?
I think it was either or. I don't think they were there for their own, you know, on their own finances. They were there because they were dragged in there. That if you don't come, you know, something else will happen. And of course, you know, they are capable of doing a lot of things in a lot of parts of the world. You know, we keep saying we don't want to think that these people really are so huge and so powerful, but they are. And the only force. I mean, I'm a Muslim, so I will be a little biased towards Muslims, that the only force right now that stands in their way is not the Muslim countries, but the Muslims themselves, because Islam to Muslims is a way of life, and they want to take that. That's the only way they can conquer. They can put these puppet governments in over Muslim people, but putting a puppet government, you still don't have control of the people. They want to have control of the people, and that's what they are after.
Well, that's what made me laugh when Condoleezza Rice was speaking, because everybody knows that these people who are marching and demonstrating in the streets and the violence and so forth that we've talked about, these people are as much against many of their own governments as they are against this blasphemy and against Western imperialism. So they are truly a vox populi, if you will, in many cases, and they're not put up to it by the government. So it's obvious she's wrong, and she has absolutely no business being Secretary of State, as far as I'm concerned. No knowledge of the job whatsoever. You know, Mark, you've been sitting there a little quietly, and I'd like to give you a chance. And then we're going to go right to the phones.
Okay.
We've got Roger and others who'd like to get online. But, you know, you've written this book. For those who don't know, as a Christian, you have taken on many of the people who are very, very popular in this country in evangelical and so-called fundamental circles. You have taken on their theology. You have taken on the false piety, if you will, in this book that you've written, No Beauty and the Beast. And it deals with prophecy and this prophecy club that exists amongst Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, John Haggai, and a bunch of others who basically say that they are a fifth column for Israel in the United States. That is, that whatever Israel does, no matter how vile, how cruel, how anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, we must stand by them. To me, that sounds like a fifth column. That sounds like an insurrection. That sounds like a group of people who can't be trusted. And you have basically said as much, I believe, in your book about these prophecy people and the state of Israel, haven't you?
Yes. What I've done is, as you know from listening to the foolishness that they spew forth on a daily basis, they're all of their power resides in the ability of being able to decipher the prophecy of the book of Revelation. They say that that we're in these end times and the Antichrist is coming, and so as Christians we have this duty to support the Jews and to support Israel. And what I have did, this is the basis of their power. They have brought the Christian world, caused them to buy into this notion that if they want to get to heaven, they have to buy into this this apostasy. So what I have done is I have played on that very tactic that they're using, and I've said, you're right, people. We are in the age of the Antichrist, and we are approaching these things taking place, but you're looking at it through the other end. You should be looking at it through the telescope, through the proper end here. These false prophets here, this is the second beast of the apocalypse that we were told was going to happen, where you would have this false prophet who would come forth and who would cause the inhabitants of the world to bow down and to worship this beast. And if you look at what the beast was during the time of Christ, the beast that he had to fight against, it was Jewish supremacism. And so taking that imagery and looking at who Christ's real enemies were then versus what we have in the world today, what I have done is taken this very cryptic description of what these beasts are going to be like, and I've said, look, people, it's nothing that complicated. It's the same people that Christ waged his war of liberation against 2,000 years ago. They're the same people who have come back into power again. And as Christians, we have a duty to stand up against them, not to follow them. And so this is the premise of the book. And, of course, the other premise of the book, and possibly the more controversial of all of them, is the respect that I pay towards the Muslim world. Were it not for the fact that you have the Muslims out there using up the resources and the energies of the Jewish supremacist agenda, the Christian world, which has always been the real focus of their program of extermination, meaning the Jews, the Christian world would have been finished a long time ago. And consequently, the minute that the Muslim world ceases to be this restraining force against the corrupting influences of the Jewish supremacist agenda, then this agenda will have those resources available and will pour them full force on what is left of the Christian world. And well, so as a Christian, I have to stand up and say, look, people, we have to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
The thin blue line right now that is separating us from the jaws of this beast is the Muslim world. And once it's gone, we're gone.
It is interesting to note that that has already been done. The Christians have already been wiped off the map over 75 years ago. We look at Russia. We look at the church being virtually exterminated. We look at who is responsible for Jewish supremacists who are running the Bolshevik Revolution, no doubt about that. We saw what happened in Germany in World War II. We saw what happened at the close of World War II and how this supremacist Bolshevik ideology was aided and abetted primarily by the United States and those in control of foreign policy. And who were in control of foreign policy? The very same people. So we can document all of that. But I think the most interesting thing that you have said, and that was, I think, going back, if I can remember now, to the last time we got together, Mark, you did say something about it's interesting to look at who produced movies like The Last Temptation of Christ in the United States and who came out and joined the Christians who opposed it.
Exactly,
it wasn't
right.
The Muslims that produced that film. But it was the Muslims, many of them, who came out and also demonstrated against that film and films like it that you've alluded to.
Yes, in fact.
Mark, if you mind, let me just add that one thing here.
Sure.
Jesus to Muslims is very much like Muhammad is to Muslims.
Yes.
So if those pictures were blasphemous against Jesus, you will see the same reaction from the Muslims defending Jesus as you would see defending Muhammad or defending Abraham or defending any of the prophets that that Muslims believe that God sent, which is the same prophets that Christians believe that God sent. So if it was about Jesus, you will find Muslims who will stand up and defend Jesus. This is not just because this is of Muhammad. And by the way, Muslims do not depict Jesus either. They don't.
No, that's true. And for the same reasons that I mentioned earlier, right?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Gentlemen, we'll take calls when we come back. Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi, my guests, on this topic that is absolutely one of the most controversial issues of our time. We'll be back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, we are back now with our two guests, and let me give out the toll-free number. Those of you who'd like to join in on this discussion and give your 2 cents worth may do so at 800-313-9443. Stay on topic if you wish, and we will take your call. And we are talking, as obviously many of you have already heard, about this controversy that, as I have put, is certainly something that was done in a provocative sense. The publishing of these cartoons was done to instigate, to try to incite violence. And it's interesting also to note many of these same media companies in Europe not only are not able to because of some of the laws in their countries, but will not, even where there are no laws, publish cartoons satirizing the Holocaust or in some way impinging upon that particular issue that might be of offense to Jews. So it all depends on whose ox is being gored, apparently. And I see a great inconsistency here, and no attempt to even acknowledge the inconsistency. That's the amazing thing. Let's take some calls. Roger in Pennsylvania, you are on the program now with our guests, Hashem Talawi and Mark Glenn. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. If you please, I was asking for a little bit of hog time to ask several questions.
Go ahead.
Are you aware of any instances like when Robert Mapplethorpe did his Piss Christ and various other such like homo erotic depictions of Jesus or the disciples, etc., where any of the world's Islamics expressed indignation over these displays?
Gentlemen?
Well, let me answer that. At the time at the Mapplethorpe exhibit, I was in Cincinnati at the time and I was in college. And you know, there was a big uproar at that time, and incidentally, you know, we had quite a few Muslims on campus, and they were outraged over it. You know, campuses tend to be liberal, and so you had 95%.
Well, not in the U.S. context, but overseas, let's say.
Yes. Overseas, I can't answer to that,
yes,
but maybe Hashem can.
Yes, there have been. Now, it has not. It was not the way you see it now. Now, let's remember that these were printed back in September, but now we see the reaction to it. It is not the reaction now. It is not just for the pictures, because what's behind the pictures is a lot more that these people finally, when the news came out, and now everybody, by the way, everybody overseas understands things a lot better than we do here. It is not about the pictures and the depiction of the prophet. It is about who is attacking Islam as a whole, not just the prophet of Islam. But yes, a lot of newspapers and a lot of congregations have objected and have protested like, for instance, there was a movie, Sin City, I think,
yes.
The name of it, where they have depicted a Catholic priest as a murderer and a rapist and all this stuff. There was more protest from the Islamic world than there was in the Western world. Reason is, these are people of religion. These people represent their religion. And when you are putting them in those sort of compromising positions, you're not really attacking that priest himself. You are attacking the religion, a religion that Muslims believe is a God's religion. Muslims do believe that Christianity is a God's religion.
Well, I understand that Islamics believe that the Christians and Jews are people of the word. That doesn't mean they believe it's a valid religion, per se. I mean, you could, as a logical possibility, have all religions being false, but you could only have one disparate religion being true, particularly with such diametrical claims as to the divinity of Jesus.
Roger, we have to break, but stay with me. I'll hold you over and give you a little bit of hog time, as you say. And our guests, stay with me. Hour number two coming up. Radio Avenger Rick Adams. We'll be back.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.